in to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM. It's senior night here at John Ordine Memorial Stadium. And the Sedona Scorpions lead it big, 30-0 over the visiting Hopi Bruins. Josh Freeman here with you on the call. Thanks for joining us. Just finished our senior night festivities as the juniors this year are going to have some big shoes to fill next year. Filling in for the likes of Bailey Ehrlich, Justice Keene, Derek Johnson, Tim Hall. The Bruins are going to kick off to start this half, and it's received by Justice Keene at the 20. He's all the way out to the 30, 40, to the 45, and brought down after a 22-yard return. Sets up the Scorpions in good shape to start the second half. Again, the Scorpions scored as the half expired on a long 67-yard touchdown catch by Bailey Ehrlich, having a really special season this year in his final season of high school. First and 10 for the Scorpions at the 47-yard line. I believe it might be Chaz Racino we see in at quarterback under center. He's got backs behind him. Derek Johnson going in motion, and the handoff will go to Johnson. Met at the line and falls ahead. Gets maybe a yard or two as he's met by several Bruins there. And it'll be second and 9 for the Scorpions. Again, these teams competing for second place in Section 7 of Division 5, as both of them in the section have only lost to Monument Valley. The Bruins come into this game 8-1. Scorpion 6-3. Racino takes the handoff. It's a quick handoff to Xavier Turnbull right up the middle. Picks up the first down and a couple more yards before he's brought down by Damian Lomatuima. And across midfield to the Bruin 42-yard line. As I was saying, the Bruins' only loss this year is to Monument Valley. They lost 28-58, and Scorpions know how that feels as they lost 14-44 last week. But a good start in the first half here on senior night, trying to close out the season with tying the record for the most wins in school history with 7. Racino's going to take this handoff and the snap and keep it himself around the right side. Picks up a couple of yards before he's wrapped up around the 35 by Lomatuima. It's going to be a 7-yard pickup, 2nd and 3rd. For the Scorpions. We remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. You can log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. With those 30 points in the first half, the Sedona home season has continued to be magical. They've outscored their opponents this year so far 212-19. It's a pass this time on the right side to Bailey Ehrlich. Cuts it into the middle, all the way down inside the 20-yard line for another Sedona first down. A pickup of about 18 or 20 yards for the Scorpions, and they're well in shape to add to their 30-0 lead. 9 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. Racino under center once again. They'll send Derek Johnson in motion left to right, and we've got an offsides. Let's see. It is indeed offsides. So 1st and 10 turns into 1st and 5 all the way down to just inside the 15-yard line for Sedona. Again, the Scorpions on an 8-game home winning streak, in good shape to make that 9 tonight. Racino under center. They'll hand it off up the middle again to Xavier Turnbull. He's hit a couple yards past the line, but manages to fall ahead for about 3 more. And it looks like another first down for Sedona as he is right around the 5-yard line. Hard to see where the marker is on the far sideline from this angle, but it looks like it's going to be first and goal from the 5 for Sedona. Just over 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter so far as Racino's under center again with Johnson in motion. And we've got another offsides, it looks like, on the Bruins. And it's going to be half the distance to the goal. So first and goal from the 2.5 yard line on a second offsides penalty of this drive. Scorpions looking to score once again. Racino under center. Three men behind him. But it's another quick handoff to Xavier Turnbull. He's pushed over the line of scrimmage for the touchdown from 2 yards out. It's 36-0 Sedona. And another big play by Bailey Ehrlich on this drive leads to another touchdown, and we are going to take a timeout as there is a Bruins player down on the field. Scorpions lead it 36-0 with the extra point pending. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Mike and Rob get real on Sports Talk.
Is it inappropriate? Sure. But you know what, folks? 90% of the time, men are inappropriate. Okay?
Absolutely.
And if it's the other 10% of the time, it's because women are around. Okay?
True,
the only time Rob and I are, like, appropriate, mildly appropriate, is when these microphones are on. Otherwise, we are wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, we are.
Okay?
That's Sports Talk weekdays on KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Stadium as Dylan Silas runs off the field under his own power. Sedona's on to kick the extra point. It's a bad snap, so Derek Johnson's going to try to take this one himself. He heads to the right sideline. He's brought down and fumbles the ball out of bounds, but either way, Jalen Silas on the tackle there, and the two-point conversion, or excuse me, the botched extra point results in the score remaining 36-0. We'll take another quick break and be back right after this. Sedona leads it. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM.
We got Bob calling us from Flagstaff. How you doing, Bob?
I think I know the answer of your shirt.
You think you know. Give me, between 1 and 10, your confidence level here.
10.
10.
I love it.
Do you happen to know the number of this particular jersey?
Number 10.
No, it was 33. I don't want his name while he did the movie. I want his name when he was in college.
Ah, the college jersey.
Oh, you got me on that one. On college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His college name.
Lou Alcindor.
That is right.
Okay.
Number 33, but number one in your hearts for UCLA,
right.
Lou Alcindor.
Right.
That's exactly whose jersey I'm wearing. Bob from Flagstaff, you got two tickets here. Coyotes and Kings next Thursday night.
Thank you.
See, that was good. Bob knew it. Knew we were talking about Kareem, but then when we had to go college.
All of a sudden, that confidence level went down a little bit, didn't it, Bob?
That's Sports Talk, weekdays, right here on AM 780 KAZM.
Back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football. Josh Freeman here with you as the Scorpions lead at 36-0 on a hot cocoa kind of night here at John Ordean Memorial Stadium. Daniel Ruiz's short kick goes out of bounds. We'll see if the Bruins elect to have the re-kick or if they'll just take it at the 40-yard line. Excuse me, the 35-yard line, and they will just take the penalty on the play, resulting in first and 10 from 35. 36 to nothing is the score, with 8.5 minutes left still here in the third quarter. Hopi hasn't been able to get much going. They've had a couple of good drives tonight, snuffed out by an interception and a bad snap. Let's see what they can do this quarter as Wyatt Howard lines up in the shotgun on their first drive of the second half. He'll take the shotgun snap and look to throw. It'll go long down the right side of the field, almost picked off by Sam Serrano, but well out of the reach of Esau Witowapanana. And it'll be second and 10 now for the Bruins. Again, they Hopi is playing for a playoff spot, but things not going well for them as they are ranked 13th right now in Division 5. The top 16 teams make the state playoffs, and they may very well lose their spot with a loss tonight to Sedona. Sedona looking for their ninth straight home victory, a school record. As the Bruins come back to the line, Howard in the shotgun. It'll be a quick pass on the right to Esau Witowapanana, but he's only got a yard or two before he's brought down. Looks like Derek Johnson in there on the tackle, as well as Sam Serrano. Again, two big seniors who have produced on both sides of the ball tonight and in general all season long. And it's third down now, and a long seven, we'll call it, for the Bruins. Howard in the gun, looking to his left, throws it. It is picked off by Bailey Ehrlich. He cuts it back to the 40, 30, 25, 20. Can they get him out of bounds? Yes, they do, around the 10-yard line. Wyatt Howard saves the touchdown by pushing Bailey Ehrlich out of bounds after about a 30-yard interception return. Another fantastic play by the senior. What a night he's having. Three touchdowns tonight, and now a big interception puts Sedona in great position once again. Already leading 36 to nothing with 7.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. As the Scorpions consult the sideline, Chaz Racino in at quarterback after Dawson Barber played the entire first half. Racino takes a snap and throws it across the middle, but it's going to fall incomplete, intended for Derek Johnson. Couldn't quite get there. It looks like from where the chains are set on the far sideline that the Scorpions could get a first down at the 1. So we'll call it second and 10 from the 11. They consult the sideline for the play. As the Bruins really kind of getting steamrolled by Bailey Ehrlich tonight. He's got a 54-yard touchdown, a 34-yard touchdown, a 67-yard touchdown. This snap goes to Corbin Polito on the left. Picks up about 8-9 yards. Let's see if they got him, gave him the first down. And we've got another Hopi player down as Polito took that one. Looks like it's just short of the first down, but we'll go ahead and take a quick break as we've got another Bruin down on the field. Scorpions lead at 36 to nothing with 7:21 left here in the third quarter. You're listening to ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back into John Ordine Memorial Stadium as Trevelto Uintilli walks off the field after being helped up. It is going to be a third down, and it looks like about a yard and a half for Sedona. And again, just another yard further than that will earn them the touchdown. Chaz Racino's under center, two receivers on either side. He's going to throw a fade to Bailey Ehrlich. Can he get there? No. Just out of his reach in the corner of the end zone. Falls incomplete. It's going to be fourth down. And just a yard and a half to go now. Let's see if the Scorpions go for it or elect to kick the field goal. So far, the offense is staying on the field. Looking to the sideline. So it looks like they will go for it on fourth and one. Racino under center once again. Ehrlich on the near side. Looks like Sam Serrano split out on the far sideline. They'll send Derek Johnson in motion. He'll take the pitch right sideline. He's got lots of room, and he's in for the touchdown. A two-yard touchdown run from the senior Derek Johnson. And it's 42-0 Sedona. Their magical home season continues. Daniel Ruiz, also a senior, in to kick the extra point. Setting up now for the kick. Here comes snap. It is down. It is up. And it is good. Ruiz has been money all year long, and he is one more time here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a break. Just under 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. It's 43-0 Sedona.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back in to the Pit Tour. Mike T. Mack here with you, and joining us via the phone lines, Larry the Cable Guy. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
You were out at the NASCAR race on Sunday. Now, were you, or because I've got unconfirmed reports that you started the whole fight that took place.
Oh, yeah, I did. I told Gordon, I said, you need to quit being a sissy and get in the mix every now and then.
That's the Pit Tour, your live and local link to the world of NASCAR. Friday and Saturday mornings right here on 780 KAZM.
Welcome back into John Ordine Memorial Stadium, where the Scorpions lead it 43-0 with under 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. Two touchdowns in each quarter so far for the Scorpions as Daniel Ruiz kicks it off once again. It's going to bounce it around the 22-yard line, picked up there by Howard, and he'll bring it out 15 yards, spins and makes a couple men miss, passes the 40-yard line to about the 42. So another pretty good return for Wyatt Howard. But again, 43-0 tonight for Sedona. They've outscored their opponents at home this year by 206 points so far. 225-19. Just the amazing performances at home this year, led by, of course, a fantastic senior class, as they've got maybe the best offense in school history going this year. Bruins take over at their own 42-yard line. Wyatt Howard in the shotgun with a running back on his right. They'll send a man in motion and hand it off to him. That's Theodore Rucker. Takes it to the right sideline. Picks up 2 or maybe 3 yards before being brought down by Derek Johnson, the senior once again. Just scored the touchdown. He's been getting it done on both sides of the ball all year long. And he is going to be missed next year. Second and 6, though, after a 4-yard gain for Hopi. clock is running now with a 42-point lead. And it's Howard in the gun once again. Same formation as before. Wide split out on either side and two inside receivers lined up as well. Howard's going to pass this time, and he's hit immediately. Javier Pacheco brought down Esau Witoa-Panana right. It might have even been behind the line of scrimmage. I think they lost about a yard and a half on that play. As Javier Pacheco was right there to meet him once the ball got to him. It is going to be, they say, a loss of two. That makes it third and eight for the Bruins as they break their huddle and come to the line. Howard in the gun once again. They'll send a man in motion, and once again it's a handoff on the right to Theodore Rucker. Picks up a few yards. It's going to be, though, about, I think, fourth and four is what it looks like, as he was brought down by Justice Keene. And the ball goes through the legs of the official as they're trying to transfer it there. Fourth and three. Let's see if the Bruins elect to go for it or punt. They're right at the 49-yard line on their own side of it, and it looks like they are going to punt. Wyatt Howard has had a few good runs on quarterback keepers. Let's see what they do. He's going to look to pass this time, and it's to the right sideline, complete for the first down to Jalen Silas on the far sideline. He's driven out of bounds by Brannigan Cunningham, but he did get the first down and a yard more. So into Sedona territory go the Bruins to the 46, 47-yard line of Sedona. Clock continues to run at 4 minutes here left in the third quarter. And Wyatt Howard in the gun once again. Takes a snap, looks to throw. He lofts it over the middle. He's got a man downfield, and hit before he can catch the ball, or excuse me, as the ball was coming to him, was Esau Witoa-Panana. And it looked like Justice Keene there met him right as the ball got there. And Witoa-Panana couldn't bring it down. It's going to be second and 10 for the Bruins. Sedona looking to improve to 5-0 this season at home, and 7-3 on the season. Second and 10 for the Bruins from the 47-yard line. Howard takes the shotgun snap, looks to his left, throws across the middle to Witoa-Panana. He's brought down after just a couple of yards by Derek Johnson and Chaz Racino. They'll say, looks like actually a, well, they'll say he actually gained 5 yards on that play. So with 3 minutes left here in the third quarter, it's third and five. The Bruins looking to score for the first time tonight. They've still got 42 yards to go, though, as Howard's in the shotgun once again. Here comes the snap. He's going to look to pass once again across the middle, and it's broken up by Derek Johnson, intended for Jalen Silas, but Johnson was there to to knock it away before he could reel it in. So, fourth and five. Let's see if the Bruins elect to go for it. They're not in kind of that murky territory. They don't really have any field position battles to win tonight, as they're just trying to get on the board. They will go for it on fourth down. Their second try on fourth down. They converted the first on a pass to Silas. Howard looks to pass to the right, sends it to the left, and once again, it's Jalen Silas driven out on the far sideline by Brannigan Cunningham and Xavier Turnbull, but he did pick up about 8 yards on the play, good enough for the first down and more, down to the 33-yard line of the Scorpions. Seeing a few more substitutes in for the Scorpion defense as they've got the very comfortable lead, and under 2 minutes now left here in the third quarter. Howard in shotgun once again with wide receivers on either side and two near inside receivers on the left. He'll look to the left and keep it this time. Cuts through the line, picks up about 5 yards before he's brought down hard by Chaz Racino and Derek Johnson. Second down and five. Maybe five and a half for the Bruins as Howard goes to the sideline for the play and takes it back into his huddle. again, really a great night for the seniors tonight as they're going out in style. Howard in the shotgun now with five receivers, two to his left, three to the right. He's going to look left. He's going to run right as he's chased by Jake Christensen, throws it down the middle of the field, incomplete. Not really any receiver anywhere near him, but he was under some heavy pressure from Christensen as he throws it away. Third down and five now for the Bruins. They've converted a couple of fourth downs on this drive, just trying to get on the board. Let's see if they get another playoff before the end of this quarter. Just 30 seconds left, and they will as they break the huddle. Howard in the shotgun once again with a running back on his right. Looks like Theodore Rucker. Two receivers on either side. He's going to run it to the right side. Look to pass. He's under some pressure. Throws it up deep and almost picked off. Went through the hands of Brannigan Cunningham. And it's going to be fourth down once again. Let's see what the Bruins do. On their third fourth down of this drive, things worked out well for them the first two times on passes to Jalen Silas. And they may call a timeout. No, it's the end of the third quarter. Scorpions lead it 43-0, a comfortable lead here on senior night at John Ordine Memorial Stadium. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com. Hall of Famer Deacon Jones on Sports Talk. He never pulled any punches on the field. You really think he would on the radio?
The Secretary of Defense.
There you go, yeah.
Now you're talking. Secretary of Defense, I had to kill a lot of quarterbacks to get that title.
They don't let you do that anymore.
Well, no, they all girls now, I'm glad I'm out before the women came into the game.
Sports Talk, weekdays on 780 KAZN.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School football as the Bruins face 4th and 5. Wyatt Howard's going to tuck this one and take it himself past the 20 all the way to the 16. Another 4th down conversion, the 3rd on this drive as we start the 4th quarter. Sedona leads it big 43-0. The Bruins trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. The last time they were this deep into Sedona territory, Justice Keene picked it off and returned it about 70 yards, leading to a touchdown, I believe. Wyatt Howard's in the shotgun once again with three receivers on his left. He'll look across the middle of the field, picked off by Derek Johnson at the 5, brought back with a flag on the play to the 15-yard line. We'll see what the penalty is, but for the second time, the Bruins drive deep into Sedona territory, and a senior comes up big with the interception. Officials consulting about what the infraction was. Just another big play for the Sedona defense, who's done very well all night, and it is indeed a block in the back. And a personal foul on the Scorpions. So let's see where they end up marking this ball. He intercepted it about the 5, brought it back to about the 17-yard line. But this one is gonna come back. And officials now talking with the Bruin players to see what they're gonna do. And the official reiterates, yes, it was a block in the back. And after the play, a personal foul on Sedona. So, they've got the ball back with their backs against the goal line, waiting to see still how far the officials go. I believe it's just going to be half the distance to the goal. This should end up around the 7-yard line for the Scorpions. So, I guess half the distance to the goal once and then half the distance to the goal again. We'll take it inside the 5 for Sedona. But still had comfortably 43-0 as another promising drive for the Bruins is snuffed out by the Scorpion defense. Chaz Rossino still in at quarterback, as he has been all second half long. He's going to be under center with Bailey Ehrlich and Sam Serrano split out on either side. Rossino's pressured in the end zone, bounces the ball to Ehrlich, bounces the ball to Corbin Polito, but was able to get the ball away as he was under some heavy pressure in his own end zone. It's going to be 2nd and 10 now for the Scorpions. Looking to the sideline for the play. And Rossino heads to the line. He'll be under center again. Same formation with just two wide receivers, one on either side. They'll send Derek Johnson in motion left to right. Hopi player jumps offside, but the ball was never snapped. Let's see if they still call the offside or if maybe he was drawn offside. And it is going to be offside. So 2nd and 5 now from about the 9-yard line for the Scorpions. Clock is running. 10 minutes left in the game now. On a chilly night here at John Ordine Memorial Stadium, Chaz Rossino's back under center. Johnson goes in motion. This is going to be a false start, I believe. It's a big run up the middle by Justice Keene to the 30-40 to midfield. He might take this one all the way to the 20-10. And into the end zone goes Justice Keene. But there was a flag on the play. This one's going to come back. There was some confusion between the running backs as Justice Keene went into motion at the same time as it looked like to Corbin Polito. And a big run by Keene is nullified by the penalty. They'll bring this one back. And what would have been a touchdown run on 2nd and 5 is now, I believe, going to be 2nd and 10. Taking a while now for both teams to get back to the original line of scrimmage as Keene ran that one about 90 yards. And he will understandably come out for this one as Xavier Turnbull comes in to replace him at the running back. So, 2nd down now, and it was half the distance to the goal, I believe. Looks like 2nd and 7 for the Scorpions. Not sure why there was only a 2-yard loss on that penalty, but now we've got a false start by the Scorpions. So, push this one back again. This one's going to be, they're going to mark this inside the 5-yard line, just inside the 5-yard line. So, back now to about 2nd and 10 for the Scorpions. Backed up deep in their own territory after the Derek Johnson interception ended the Bruins' drive. Chaz Rossino in the shotgun this time. They'll send Johnson in motion left to right and now back to the left. And now they'll send Corbin Polito in motion. Not sure what they're trying to do there. But they either called a timeout, before the delay of game penalty. So a quick timeout. We'll take it to Scorpions lead at 43-0 under 9 minutes left to go. You're listening to ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Scorpions with a couple of first downs. Now they're at the 32-yard line, where Rossino takes a snap under center, hands it off to Johnson, pitches it. He runs it up the right side for another first down all the way to the 46-yard line before he's run out of bounds. And the Scorpions offense moving smartly down the field once again as they are just running clock here with under 7 minutes now to go in the game. First downs on this drive by Justice Keene, then Bailey Ehrlich, and now by Derek Johnson on the pitch to the right. Racino is going to be under center now with Keene behind him. They'll send Polito in motion and give him the pitch to the left side this time. He's passed the line of scrimmage before he's tripped up by Esau Witua-Panana after a gain of just 3 or 4 yards. Actually, they might give him 5 on the run. And they will. So 2nd and 5 for the Scorpions. Looking to finish 5-0 at home this season. I believe that's the first time they've gone undefeated at home in a whole season. And with the 4 wins to end last year at home, they've got a 9-game winning streak going, or will once this game is over. Racino is going to pull this one down, throw it deep for Ehrlich, but just outside his reach. Pass falls incomplete. It's going to be 3rd and 5 from midfield for the Scorpions. Excuse me, 2nd and 5 for the Scorpions. 3rd and 5. They just took a while for the line crew to sideline crew to flip the down marker. 5.5 minutes left to go in this game. And we remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. You can log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. Chaz Racino under center, Corbin Polito in motion, right to left. And Racino's going to keep this one himself, then pitch it to Derek Johnson. He's got the first down and more before being run out on the far sideline by Wyatt Howard. But it's a pickup of about 17, 18 yards for the Scorpions. Excuse me, 12. That was a 3rd and 5. But it's another Scorpion first down as they cross midfield into Bruin territory. Ball is placed at the 37-yard line where the Scorpions may score once again. As we said earlier, they've outscored their opponents by 206 points here at home. And 13 of those of their opponents' points they've given up were to Camp Verde in the first game. Since then, they've pitched 2 shutouts and then gave up 6 points last week against Pinon. Racino is going to take this snap backwards now as he's sacked by number 71, Marco Rocchio for the Bruins. He's taken all the way back to the 48-yard line. And it's going to be 2nd and long after a loss of about 11 yards. Scorpions taking their time. They have no need really to score again, although they are moving the ball well. Under 4 minutes left to go as they lead comfortably on senior night. The Scorpions will have a lot of holes to fill next year by this group of seniors moving on. Justice Keene, Bailey Ehrlich, Tim Hall, Derek Johnson especially, and their fantastic kicker, Daniel Ruiz. As we've got a flag on this play, it looks like it's going to be delay of game, so the Scorpions took a little too long. And attack another 5 yards. And it's now 2nd and 26, back onto their own side of the field at the 42-yard line. The Scorpions will have both quarterbacks they've used this year back next year. That's Dawson Barber and Chaz Racino. Both are juniors this year. Racino's in the shotgun, Keene at his left, and Polito in motion. Racino runs left, keeps it himself, but he's tackled and brought down just a couple yards past the line of scrimmage, and that's Marco Rocchio once again on the tackle. So 3rd and long now for Sedona. Looks like about 3rd and 21. And Scorpions look to the sideline for the play. Under 3 minutes now to go in this game. Just a fantastic home season by the Scorpions this year. Racino under center, pitches it on the right to Derek Johnson. He's going to throw it downfield. Bailey Ehrlich is there, and he drops the ball. Not many drops by Bailey Ehrlich. He's money on pretty much every pass that comes his way, but he let that one go out of bounds as he was covered by Wyatt Howard and Theodore Rucker. As they pitched it to Johnson, ran out to the far sideline and threw it to Ehrlich. He was there, got his hands on the ball, fell incomplete. So 4th and 21 now for the Scorpions. Let's see if they punt it, go for it, kneel. They've got plenty of options, and not much has gone wrong tonight for the Scorpions. as if things stand as they are, they'll lead, win it 43-0. Looks like Racino is going to punt for the third time today, as Esau Witua-Panana is back to receive. No, it's a short snap to Derek Johnson. He's going to fake it, runs to the right, throws it downfield, but out of bounds. And we've got a flag on the play. It may be a... Well, let's see what it was. It was right around the line of scrimmage, and he did cross the line of scrimmage, Johnson did, before throwing it. But I believe this is going to be just a declined penalty, and the ball will go to the Bruins. And that penalty is indeed declined. Bruins will take it over on the Scorpion side of the field at the 48-yard line. And kudos to the cheerleaders. They do push-ups after every touchdown and, well, after every score for however many points have been scored. So they've certainly gotten their work in this home season. It's a handoff and now some trickeration by the Bruins, but it's brought down Xavier Turnbull. That handoff went to Damian Lomatuwaima, and he looked like he was going to pass it before Turnbull brought him down, and now we've got two players. Xavier Turnbull down for the Scorpions. Emerson Lilly, it looks like, down for the Bruins. We'll take a break and be back right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM.
Got Bob calling us from Flagstaff. How you doing, Bob?
I think I know the answer of your shirt.
You think you know? Give me between 1 and 10 your confidence level here.
10.
I love it.
Do you happen to know the number of this particular jersey?
Number 10.
No, it was 33. I don't want his name while he did the movie. I want his name when he was in college.
Ah, the college jersey.
Oh, you got me on that one. On college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His college name.
Lou Elcindor.
That is right.
No. Okay.
Number 33, but number one in your hearts for UCLA,
right.
Lou Cinder.
Right.
That's exactly whose jersey I'm wearing. Bob from Flagstaff, you got two tickets here. Coyotes and Kings next Thursday night.
Thank you.
See, that was good. Bob knew it. Knew we were talking about Kareem, but then when we had to go college.
All of a sudden, that confidence level went down a little bit, didn't it, Bob?
That's Sports Talk, weekdays, right here on AM 780 KAZM.
Welcome back in to John Ordine Memorial Stadium as the Scorpions lead at 43-0. Both Xavier Turnbull and Emerson Lilly did walk off the field. A few potential injuries as we end the game tonight. It is the Bruins ball, second down and 13 from midfield. Wyatt Howard in the shotgun for the Bruins. They'll send a man in motion from left to right. Howard takes a snap. He's under pressure from Zarate. Throws it down the field and almost picked off again. As Tony Vandeleur was there to knock that ball to the ground. With Kevin Zarate bringing the pressure on Howard. We've got under a minute left to go here. As it's been a magical home season for the Scorpions this year. And Scorpions now takes one more snap. It's down the field again and falls incomplete. Too far for Theodore Rucker or either of the two defenders next to him for that matter. And it's going to be third and long now for the Bruins. Scorpions started off the year with a rivalry win over Camp Verde. That was the only close home game they've had this year. That was a 20-13 win. As the Bruins come back to the line with 40 seconds left, Howard has some trouble with the snap, dumps it off quickly to Damian Lomatuaima, gets the first down across the near sideline before being brought down by Brannigan Cunningham. 30 seconds left now after a gain of about 14 for Damian Lomatuaima. That was kind of a broken play to start off with, as Wyatt Howard was immediately under pressure. But he was able to dump the pass off, and Lomatuaima was able to get it back into Scorpion territory. Just 20 seconds left now. This will probably be the final play of the game for the Bruins. Wyatt Howard in the gun. Two receivers to his right, two on the left. And Lomatuaima now lining up on his right. They'll send a man in motion. And it's another high snap, and under pressure again from Kevin Zarate, Howard runs out to his right, lofts it to the end zone, and it falls incomplete as the clock expires. Scorpions win it on senior night, 43-0. So after that, as I was saying before, after that 20-13 win over the Cowboys, listen to these scores. Scorpions won 40-0 over Valley, 48-0. Against Gray Hills Academy, 74-6 against Pinon, and now 43-0 tonight over the Hopi Bruins. Scorpions tie their best record in school history, finishing 7-3. And what a night it has been for the seniors. Sam Serrano started off with a 56-yard touchdown reception in the first quarter. Bailey Ehrlich then had a 54-yard catch for a touchdown. Then Ehrlich scored two more times in the second quarter from 34 and 67 yards out. Then in the second half, it was Xavier Turnbull with a 2-yard run. And finally, Derek Johnson with a 2-yard run to wrap up the scoring. Scorpions win it 43-0. Again, a big thanks to all of you for joining us here on ESPN 780 KAZM all year long. And what a going-away party for the Scorpion seniors tonight. Corbin Polito, Derek Johnson, Justice Keene, Tim Hall, Sam Serrano, Bailey Ehrlich, Michaela Cunningham, and manager Cheyenne Wilkins go out in style with the 43-0 win. Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football has been brought to you this season by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. For 780 KAZM, I'm Josh Freeman. Thanks to Brian Haddad, who's been getting us on the internet stream all season long, and Mike Tabak for getting the Saturday afternoon replays. It's been a pleasure calling the games for you this year. Scorpions win it 43-0. They finish the year 7-3. Thank you, and good night.